Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. Morning, everybody. How y'all doing this morning? For everybody who normally tunes into my actual episodes, today is the day where I'm going to pretty much single out a group that I really want to hear this and focus on. So if you're not a basketball person, if you're not a basketball player, if you're not a basketball fan, if you're just not a basketball, you know, just connoisseur of any kind, you know, whether you got a favorite team or whatever, this episode may not be the one for you, right? Because I got to talk to my basketball people on this one. Anybody who knows me knows that basketball is my favorite sport. It was not the sport I was the most gifted at when I grew up, when I first started it, when I was 10, probably started like 9, really, if I'm being honest with you. Your boy was trash, but it's all good, though. I want to talk to you, some of you all, about kind of sort of ball in the aspect of self-motivation. I want to talk to you about ball in the aspect of, you know, how do you actually get better? Not just self-motivation, but how you get better also. Then the last piece, like the playing part or the actual things of basketball that are kind of sort of being like lost in translation. So we're going to get to those three things and we're going to pop off now. So everybody who's here, you a hooper. If you press play on this podcast, you hoop, right? So anybody who knows me knows that for me, it's a difference between hooping and playing basketball. There's differences. And the reason I say there's differences is because I want you to hear that, you know, basketball players, that's not a bad thing. In my definition of a hooper, I'm always in the gym. I'm always looking for the thing that makes me better, whether it's in the gym or outside the gym, whether it's a book, whether it's a YouTube video, whether it's a podcast that you listen to now, you know, whether it's a person that I want to seek insight of. From, and I don't always equate that to like you being a pro player. I've played against, I work with a lot of pro guys, and not all those people are probably the best people to get information from. And then I play with people who are not pro guys. And guess what? Not all those people are best people to get information from. What you want to try to get to is finding people that you can actually, you know, vibe with, you had a connection with, right? So let's kind of talk about the first piece of this whole puzzle I'm talking about within basketball. Basketball is the one of these most individual sports that happen in a team setup. I repeat, there is an I in this thing we call team. And the coach is going to hear this and go, oh, he's talking selfish. He's speaking to these players, trying to make them selfish. No, I'm speaking to these players to get them some great information. Individual, right, is something that we kind of speak on. And we kind of look at it and say, hey, I need to do this. I need to do that, right? Versus, I need to do this for this thing that's going to help the team. Self-motivation is a piece of it. How many of you guys actually get up, go to the gym, early, late, whenever, right? And really be honest with yourself and say, man, I'm going to focus on this thing. I'm going to motivate myself to focus on this thing to get better at this thing. Not 100 things, this thing. Damn, I got to shoot this jumper better from this corner because guess what's happening? I'm getting put in the corner. Man, this pick and roll action, man, I can't really get a feel for it when I'm setting the screen, like, and how to, like, basically, you know, roll to the basket properly or slip, you know, or slip the screen and just dive to the rack. How I should be facing them, you know? Or being able to float off that screen to a jumper. You know, like, how do I even set the screen at an angle? Like, all those little pieces that I'm not even paying attention to. And better yet, you all have video this day and age. Can I turn some tape on and see what I'm doing wrong on the screen, right? And then the last piece of that, when I talk about self-motivation, are you willing to do today what others want or can't do to have tomorrow what others can't have, right? I think it's like a John Maxwell quote or something like that. I read a book like years ago, maybe like 2007, 2008. And I'm almost positive it's John Maxwell. I can't think of the name of the title, but I thought it was a really dope quote. And I think it applies pretty much to all we do in life. But for this, are you willing to do what others want to have tomorrow's what others can't, you know? And I'm willing to sacrifice that. And I'm not even counting hours, by the way. I'm just talking about just getting up and doing the thing. So we struggle, right? We have a bad game or whatever, and then we lose our motivation to play ball. Now we're terrible, we're trash, but we don't ever get up and be like, I'm going to sit in this room, watch this tape, and see myself. Like, I'm going to sit with it. Face it. Let's sit with it. Tell me what about that thing you saw you didn't like. Excuse me, guys. I got some sinuses going on this morning. But tell me about it, what you didn't like. Guys don't like to watch themselves when they trash. When they great, boy, they highlight clipping, liking everything, posting everything. Well, how about when you trash, though? Were you really trash? Or were you just off that day? In the sense of, man, I had a lot going on at the crib. And, you know, dang, I'm shooting my jumper. My elbow's flying out. Like, I'm kind of like leaning on the jumper. I'm not even on balance. And this dude kept speeding me up. But this girl kept pushing me this way. Like, I wasn't even aware. I played bad because I wasn't even aware, you know? I think a lot of times with our self-motivation, like we lose that motivation, we have a bad game because we think everything's supposed to be successful. No, basketball is a beautiful thing when it comes to life. You can have a bad day or bad game, but you get a chance to correct it the next game. Life don't really happen like that. You can have a really bad day, and that day could cause you to lose your life, or that day can cause you to basically have to go down a path that you don't want to go down, and you don't get retried again the next day, maybe 2 months from now or a year from now, right? But, you know, that is super important, having the self-motivation. And I think the second piece of that is what I talked about, you know, from self-motivation to actually being willing to, like, how can I put this so the coaches can understand this and the players? I go from self-motivation to the second piece of how do I get better? If I am better, the team will be better. How do I get better? Simple, man. You have to know self. Know yourself. Like, when I was 9 and 10, I can tell you the parts of my game that I need to work on. Pretty much like everybody. I couldn't go offhand that well. My jumper was too slow. I shot my jumper from my knees almost. You know, like, I had so many bad habits, like, when I was 10. I couldn't dribble and run at a certain speed. There's a pace I get to, I kind of lose the ball. Like, you know, how do I get better? That's how. Like, you write down the things that you know you struggle with. You're like, you know, people don't really know, you know, what you really struggle with. They kind of like, so he's right-handed, can go left and push him left. You know, like, that simple stuff. That's like level one. That's like first grade. Like, that's nothing even complex. But guys don't really do that until they get to a place of being athletic. And now when we're talking about it and they're doing it, what's happening is now they're using the athleticism to overpower their actual deficiency. So, yeah, they look great there because they're 6'10", and some coaches told them, yeah, man, you've been 6'10", you're going to be great. Oh, we can develop you into this. Dude, if you don't know how to work, if you don't know who you are really as a basketball player, your limitations, that's not what somebody tells you. Like, really know your limitations. Like, dang, I can't do this. Like, I suck at this. Or maybe your mental aspect of your limitations, because your limitation, that's a thing too, right? So in that piece, how do I get better? I need to identify me as a player, what I am as a player, what I do for the team, what I can do, what I should be doing, what can I grow to do, right? So, yeah, like, that's how you get better. It's not just doing work, going through cones, in and out. It's not just that. It's a little bit more to that, you know, than that. It's really trying to do the things that you don't do well so you can cover the things that you're weak at so they never can get you to those things. If I never can get a player to the weakest part of his game, he's going to kill me. And that's not always physical either. It's not always like he's quick. For anybody out here who's listening to this, listen very closely. Your athleticism in the game of basketball gives you a slight advantage. A player with a higher basketball IQ will kill that advantage. For everybody who think they can jump high and block every damn thing, I'm going to foul you. I'm going to have you in foul trouble. You're going to be on the bench. I'm never have to worry about you coming over helping no more. Just not. If you come over and help and jump, hit you in a certain space, you're going to be scared because you almost failed. You know, like, come on, bro. Like, basketball is beautiful. It can be played so many different ways. For anybody who think they're quick, and like, oh, I can get past this guy because he's quick. What if he's taller than you? Because I'm quick, I can get past him. You know, what if he's taller than you? Seriously. Oh, matter of fact, what if he's shorter? You're quick, right? But you don't have a pull-up jumper worth a damn. What happens then? Just asking a question. Seriously. Right? How do I get better? I need to identify I in the game of ball. And I take the I am and try to fit it to the situation I'm in the team, what the team needs of me. Can I actually do that? It's not just scoring all the damn time either. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm on here kind of mad about that. I train kids all the time, and I'm showing them how to score all three levels. That's really important to me. But it's not scoring all the time. And I promise, guys, I'm going to keep this thing under 15 minutes. I promise you. I'm not going to have you on here crazy long. I don't believe in that. But anyway, it's not scoring all the damn time. It's playmaking. It's rebounding. How about you guard somebody, man? Where'd that go? Like, you know, how about you guard somebody? You don't have to be no lockdown defender, but when it's time to get a rip or be able to shut this guy down, I want that guy. Everybody want to be Jordan, but people don't even enjoy what he was. Everybody want to be Cole, but nobody enjoy what he was. People want to be Bron. You don't even enjoy what he was. You don't enjoy it, bro. Like right now, you don't even realize what he really is. This man's the top scorer, going to be the top scorer of all time, and he's a pass-first player. And you want to score all the time. Come on, bro. Getting better is about identifying I. Last piece of this, guys, controlling what you can control and how coaches affect it. One of my favorite phrases, man. One of my favorite. Anybody knows me, they know this. A coach should not be able to give you confidence and take it away. You need to be able to control what they can give and take away. That's one thing about me as a player that I was really good about. I know who I am. You can scream, cuss all you want. When you get finished screaming and cussing as a coach, I promise you, it went over my head, went through my ears. You know why? Because you never told me what the problem was. I don't need all this extra additive. I'm really self-motivated. I'm already identifying out. I done watched more film than probably most coaches have ever watched. If you don't believe that, you can ask people who actually I've trained. You can ask people who actually are around me. My brain, the way I absorb information, like, it's just like that. My dad was a coach. I'm a coach's son. So I'm just my brain. I'm watching more. I promise you, I'm watching more tape than most coaches I probably played for or with. So you cussing and stuff, it don't motivate me because you can't motivate me. What I've experienced growing up, what I went through growing up, what I am as a player, like every player is different, right? So I knew me. So a coach couldn't really take confidence from me or give it away. He can frustrate me because he has no answer. Now I'm pissed. Now I got to go out here and try to be a superhero and win the game. I've done that in games. But controlling what I can control. I can control my actual emotions because I know when I'm emotional, not for me though, I'm probably the opposite, but when most players are emotional, they don't play well. I fear nobody. So you talking trash does nothing for me. You talking trash is probably going to get you embarrassed because I'm one of the most confident people when it comes to playing the sport of basketball that you'll probably ever meet. I'm almost illiterate when it comes to how confident I should be and not be based on who I'm playing against. I just am, man. I've always been that way. I believe in me over everything. I always will. You won't be able to defeat me by telling me something that you think is like the limitation for me. No way. So I control what I control. If a coach benches me, teammates, I love you. In practice, it's World War III and IV. I'm coming at everybody. I may mess around and defend a center. Because what I'm about is playing the game, expanding my game, pushing my teammates, being what I need to be for them. So in this thing of basketball, guys, for everybody who's out here, the thing that I'm talking about that was missing is being competitive and controlling what you can control. If I miss free throws, I can't get mad at the ball or the crowd or the people. Man, my teammates were bad. No, I need to get my butt to the line and get better at shooting the free throw. Like, really? And then this is the last piece. I'm going to get off of this, right? All right. I told it'd be 15 minutes, but I may be like a minute over. I get so frustrated watching players do things, and I'm just like, you're doing something at an advanced level, but you skipped every single level below it. And I can give you a great example. When you're attacking the basket, right? Guys wonder why I'm so great at contact finishing. Like, you can bump me. Like, you're a big guy. That's why you get. No, no, it's really not. It's my balance. You can bump me, and I can always be under control on the opposite side of my body, meaning that if you're on my left or my right, I'm under control the whole time. I can get it off the glass somewhere. Or I can fade and get it. You know, like, I'm just really good at that. And why is that? Because fundamentally, I'm solid. I'm really solid fundamentally. My footwork is really, really the thing I've always prided myself on before I even realized it was the most important thing of playing basketball. So if I'm going right hard to the basket, I'm not going to always jump off right foot, finish right hand. Sometimes I will. But if I got contact coming, I'm not jumping right foot, finish right hand. I'm going to jump inside foot because that's the foot I'm going to plan to jump with so I can use your momentum and maintain my balance to be able to turn my body and finish. And that's going left. I'm going to jump right foot. I'm always going to do that. So we skip levels. We're Euro stepping, and that's awesome, and finish right. But then you get in a game, and you wonder why you can't get to the rack, can't turn the corner, can't finish. You want the referee to bail you out. That's why I'm so glad referees don't bail people out in high school and college as much as they do in the NBA, because you need to learn how to play, because in NBA, it's a lot more physical a game that you don't even see the stuff they don't call. Because you're so focused on the stuff like, oh, man, it's a star player. Why didn't he get that call? What about the guy who didn't not a star player who got to earn his stripes, right? But anyway, man, today's episode was really for my hoopers. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some information from it. But like I said before, man, the three things, self-motivated, right? You got to be that. Number two, man, understanding how to get better. And number three, like realizing like the things you can control and what's missing like from this game or from your game, what you're playing. We're skipping too many levels too many times. Start at one square and perfect that thing, like perfect the thing that you need to do to get to the upper side of that. If I'm trying to Euro happy everybody, I need to understand how to jump off left leg, finish with right hand, right foot, finish with left hand. Anyway, hey man, I hope y'all have a great weekend. It's a Saturday morning. I hope your football teams win. And with that being said, I'm out of here, man. Have a blessed one. I'll see you in the next one.